This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Cleveland Guardy Trends. I am Jack. That is Jamie humoring me. Jamie Loftus, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I've had the same, I don't know if you, I've been self-conscious. I have like a piece of popcorn in my tooth. It's been there for 3 days, and I was trying to get it out while we were recording earlier, so.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
How'd it go? Still there?
Misophonia. Still there. Can't get it out.
Good don't God. That would be unbelievably precise misophonia. They're like, I feel like she has a popcorn kernel in her teeth again.
And she's trying to excavate it.
All right. Well, hey, let's tell the people some of the stuff that is trending.
Let's do it.
So we got another one of these cancel culture things happening from the right. Ben and Jerry's is canceled, except it's not cancel culture because it's happening from the right. So they're allowed to have their feelings hurt.
They're saying that it's a human rights issue? Is that what are they saying?
Yes, they're saying it's a human rights issue. But so people are comparing the fact that, you know, Ben and Jerry's decided to stop selling their product in settlements in Israel, and the Republicans have started taking pictures of themselves like throwing away Ben and Jerry's ice cream, which is that'll show them.
Times do we need to? I mean, it does bring me pleasure every time to watch a grown man aggressively like spike a pint of Ben and Jerry's that they like purchased into their garbage. Good for them. Also, it's that whole thing is so frustrating. I mean, I'm glad that Ben and Jerry's is no longer selling in settlements, but it's also like that was just a testament to good old fashioned online pressure. It worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
There you go.
It was good. So whatever, chuck your ice cream into the trash all you want.
Why does that only happen with the right? Because like, wait, so people are comparing the Ben and Jerry's thing to Chick-fil-A, and people, you know, saying that we shouldn't eat Chick-fil-A because of their horrible stance on LGBTQ+ issues.
But we don't buy it and then throw it away. We just don't buy it because that's how boycotts work. It's not like get some and then like film yourself shooting it on your iPhone. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I love it though. Shooting pints of ice cream would actually be cool. Someone should do that in a movie or something.
That would be kind of fun.
I feel like it would look cool. Yeah, and the cutting the Nike logo out of the socks and just wearing them with the holes in them. That was also another good look. Yeah,
like flushing Nike shoes down the toilet. Like, what are you doing? You spent like $80 to do that? Wasn't there one with like a coffee brand too? I mean, there is like all sorts of...
Yeah, Keurig, I think. I forget what that one was.
I saw a video of like a man in the suburbs like smashing a Keurig to death with a baseball bat. I'm like,
got him. And then probably like a few weeks later when the whole thing was over, going out and buying another one and Keurig spike, sales spike.
No, he's a Nespresso guy now.
Yeah,
Jack.
Yeah, baby.
Nestle's evil and they like that.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody can tell them who can and can't use child slavery. The opening ceremonies are happening, like not trending that much for being the... Olympic opening ceremonies, but they happened like last night / this morning. You know, I think people are still
John Legend. I just saw someone tweet, boy, John Legend never turns down a check, does he?
I had no idea he was involved. I know Naomi Osaka like lit the flame, which is cool that she's like kind of the Japanese athlete of the moment. The hot Tonga guy was back, the like kind of oiled up dude.
What?
Who, okay, so at the Rio Olympics,
you can't just say that.
At the Rio Olympics, Tonga entered with this shirtless dude, and he was like just aggressively oiled up, uh-huh, and kind of like jacked, and people were like into him. They were like, this guy's awesome. He was trending.
They were horny for him?
Yeah. People got horny during the Rio opening ceremonies. And then he was like, man, I really like when I'm the number one trending thing in the world. And so he went and learned to ski and then was at the opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics carrying the flag for Tonga. And then he's back again. So he's a fixture.
The Olympics are so, I mean, this is not the number one way that the Olympics are fucking twisted.
Right.
That's so fucking bizarre.
I know. I love it though. I like somebody who's just like this. It reminds me of Michael Buffer, the guy who like trademarked Let's Get Ready to Rumble and then would like charge $1 million just to go places and say, let's get ready to rumble.
That's a good like, grift. That's find, a victimless crime.
Find your lane, no matter how specific, and just own that shit.
Double and triple down. Fuck the Olympics, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, other things that were weird about these opening ceremonies, obviously, no crowd. So, you know, the AP's report said that an ethereal blue light bathed the empty seats as loud music muted the shouts of scattered protesters outside calling for the games to be canceled. And then when they did a moment of silence for all the people who have died from the pandemic, you could hear the people chanting outside because that's it's very, very strange for them to do a moment of silence while just pushing forward with the Olympics and
right,
you know.
Like it's just a reminder of something similar, I believe, happened during the Super Bowl as well, where there was just like a moment of silence and then it cut to bleachers full of people before vaccinations were available. And
yeah,
just like, why bother? Clearly, you don't care.
yeah. Sha'Carri Richardson is also trending because there's like a report from or a tweet from like some CBD company that's like Olympic athletes are like putting cannabis center stage as they talk about like how they used cannabis to prepare for the games. I guess they were using CBD, so people are saying it's different, but it's still weird that like, I think it's like women's soccer players are like being celebrated for using cannabis products to prepare in a way that is like performance enhancing, but just allowed. But then
Right. And the fact that they're, that it's like totally fine and like, oh, is it this fun to talk about in the open is gross. Yeah.
And then, as mentioned in the name of this episode, the Cleveland Major League Baseball team have announced their new name. Previously, they had the offensive name, the Cleveland Indians. And now they've changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians after surveying over 40,000 names in the search of a new name.
Do they
name.
Just pick one randomly? At
I know.
The end?
I am so confused by this. Like, it's okay. All right. So my first thought is like, yeah, definitely an improvement. So well done. Like, you know, probably 100 years late, but, okay. Uh-huh. We're making progress. I'm wondering, is this like when Toronto picked the Raptors for their NBA name because like Jurassic Park had come out and Raptors were like very cool at that moment. And like Guardians of the Galaxy came out 10 years ago and they're like,
right, I'm just like
still not over it.
I can't get there.
Yeah. Just,
they love Chris Pratt. Maybe it's a Schwarzenegger deep state conspiracy. Could see that going.
Okay. Uh-huh. It sounds like a health insurance company.
The Cleveland Guardians, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. It's a bad name, and yet a huge improvement. So, well done.
I'll take it.
I'll take it. It's just, it's so annoying to me that, like, this will be, you know, sports fans will be like, oh, now we have to call them the Guardians? And it's like, can't you give us, like, a better name so that we don't have to put up with, like, so that we can be like, well, it is officially a better name.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Guardians.
Whatever. Oh, it'll pass. Sports fans are annoying.
We got used to the Washington Wizards.
Fans of anything is annoying. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Super producer Brian is pointing out that all sports team names are dumb. You just...
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all context and you eventually get used to it.
There's a team called Red Sox and no one's ever had... an issue with it.
Yeah.
Explain that to me. Explain that to me. Why are people flipping cars over in my neighborhood because of something called Red Sox? It doesn't make sense. Guardians.
Wow, I didn't realize how much of a sports fan you were until I heard you say Red Sox.
Red Sox. Yeah, that's Red what he said. If you know Red Sox, it's the emphasis is definitely on socks.
Yes. With a nice pause in between. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And we're back, and Lil Nas X is back in, you know, he is actually the number one trending thing on Google right now, even though Kanye had a listening party, which we'll get to, last night. And even though the Olympics opening ceremonies are going on, Lil Nas X dropped this track, Industry Baby. The video is the number one trending thing on YouTube right now. It's a pretty great video. I really like the song.
It's a good song. Yeah. And all of the proceeds from the video are going to bail relief too.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know. Lil Nas X is just, I like how he operates. He's really smart.
Yeah. Very smart. People were having the conversation like a couple weeks ago, I remember, about like, so is this, do musicians from now on just have to be like this smart about social media, like from now on, like that's what makes you famous as opposed to the music? And but I feel like it's been that way for a while, right?
I don't know, it's not like most musicians are doing stuff like this and kind of opera. I feel like Lil Nas X kind of stands out because his music is consistently really good, his politics are consistently really good. And he's just like, he's got so much going for him. That's it. I don't know. I haven't really thought about that.
Yeah. But like all eras of music have people who are just like really good at like capturing that moment and like the media. Yeah. Like Madonna, I feel like, was really good at like capturing the media attention like as it existed back then. And Lil Nas X
was
like the Madonna.
She knew how to trend before it was, that was the term used.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Also, I had never seen Jack Harlow before. I'd heard of
him. I hadn't either. So that's
he looks like my little brother's friend. Like, who is this?
So like in the middle of this video that is like, you know, Lil Nas X goes to jail. It's like a lot of like really hot, like ripped dudes. And then this like kind of scrubby looking white dude with like curly hair.
A kid
and
who
like
sold you weed in high school,
yes,
is like
just
his
like
whole vibe.
Comes through as like the library cart and passes Lil Nas X a like pickaxe that he uses to escape with. And I was just like, that is really weird. Like, what are they saying that like that guy is so schlubby looking? Like, why was that character so schlubby looking? And then he comes in with like a pretty great, like,
it was a good, you know, I liked verse. Like,
but I had no idea that he was an artist.
I've been like hearing about him a lot, and then I'd never seen him, and I was like, wow, I'm 500 years old. He looks like my little brother's weed dealer.
Yeah. So Donda is trending, or was trending, last night, because Kanye did this listening party at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. I don't know if that's the football stadium or the basketball stadium, because the fact that it's all just like corporate naming, as we talked about on yesterday's trending, just makes it completely useless. The names of stadiums are completely useless. But so at the Mercedes-Benz Arena, it was like sold out. Not many people were wearing masks. He was wearing a mask, and it's like a full face mask and all red. And he played the album, which I did not get a chance to listen to.
Okay. I also have not listened. I mostly saw the fact that Kim Kardashian and the kids showed up for support. They were.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's cute. You know,
don't you love when billionaires are supporting billionaires with their little billionaire children? I love that for them.
This is really big for dad.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything. He didn't dance. He just like walked around on a giant white stage that apparently cost $150,000, and just like kneeled sometimes, but like that was really it. Which is very like in keeping with, you know, he just does weird shit. This is the most excited I've been about a Kanye album since Life of Pablo, just because I feel like maybe he's gonna get it back. But I don't know.
I don't know how to
probably
feel.
Not.
It's such a, I don't know. Worry about the guy's mental health, but I'm also
me too.
But also it's just like how much, if the album's good, great. I don't know. At this point, does anyone like, I don't know how to feel about the man at all.
Yeah. Yeah. No, me neither.
I listen to the album? Yeah, probably. Yes.
I don't think I even like really listened to Jesus is King. Like I listened to it like once through, maybe.
I think that I did Zeitgeist the day Jesus is King came out, because I think that Miles was listening to it. I have a vivid memory of
Miles listening to it
when I came in.
Yeah. Miles hasn't liked a Kanye album since the first one, so.
Yeah,
he was not into it.
Let's be clear. He was not enjoying it. He was listening and disliking every minute.
Yeah. But anyways, we'll see. I still have hopes that he'll get it back, you know. There's always like Bob Dylan had a really bad 80s, and then he came back and started making weird good music in his 80s. So maybe
he made the most horrifying Christmas album I've ever heard. I think about it all the time. The Bob Dylan Christmas.
That Santa video is so weird.
Oh my God.
So strange.
you know, peaks and valleys.
Yeah. and then finally, Rick Dennison is trending, which is just my neighbor.
Who's that?
I don't know.
What?
No, Rick Dennison is an assistant coach for the Vikings, who refused to get vaccinated and got fired. So I'm happy to hear that people are getting fired for not getting vaccinated. I think we need to make it more difficult for people to not get vaccinated.
Isn't that nice when it's like you see someone trending, find out they suck, and then find out you're probably never going to hear of them again in your entire life? You're like, oh, that was a beginning, middle, and end right there. Okay, bye, Rick Dennison.
Rick Dennison is such the name of like my dad's friend.
It does sound just like a neighbor. Yeah. Like Rick Dennison refuses to get fucking vaccinated.
Did you hear about Rick Dennison? He got a boat.
There's, I think that there's a character named Dennison in that famous Kyle Mooney sports video. I'm pretty sure that's one of the fake sports players he's talking about. Really? You know, where he goes, come on, Dennison. I'm pretty sure.
That's great. People need to watch that. The Kyle Mooney interviewing people at like the Lakers championship parade, I think it was.
Oh my God. Those old Good Neighbor videos from like the early 2010s.
Classics.
Oof, formative. Great.
All right. Well, those are the things that are trending. We did it, Jamie. Thank you so much for being here. Where can people find you and follow you?
Find me on Twitter at Jamie Loftus Help. Listen to ACCast, my podcast about the Kathy comics. And if you're watching the Olympics and wondering why so many people don't like the Olympics, check out NoOlympicsLA.com. It does a great job of kind of breaking down all of the structural issues with the Olympics, not just this year, but all the time.
Always. Always bad. All right. That's going to do it for us this week. We're back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions. Limitless answers.